Well, hello there. It is Memorial Day weekend, episode 194 of the FlameFlash.net podcast.
That's impressive.
And it's technically Memorial Day, so, you know, we're recording on the last day of the weekend as opposed to recording, say, on a Sunday. So
yeah.
Next week, we probably won't have much to talk about, but this week, yes, we do. So, gaming throughout the week, still kind of low and slow, but it's still the school year. This is your last week of school, however, right?
Yeah, Thursday.
So Thursday's your last day. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we have, we've been doing some Fortnite, a tiny bit of Marvel Rivals, Helldivers, and even World of Warcraft. We snuck in some Jackbox, some Mario Kart. Like, it was a good weekend as far as random gaming goes, I would say.
Yeah.
Anything stand out to you anecdote-wise during any of that, or...
Not that I can think of.
Like, today we did a pretty hefty 8-player prop hunt, which was pretty cool. Getting that many people all together in one space, digitally. Otherwise, the food was good, I assume.
Yep. Very.
Pizza on Friday, grilling on Saturday, and continuing to enjoy leftovers throughout. Spaghetti last night on Sunday. So some good eats, and I know I'm nearing unlocking the Emperor in Fortnite.
Awesome.
You're just a little behind me on levels. Otherwise, in World of Warcraft, a couple of delves. Got some level upgrades, gear upgrades from the Heroic Nightmares event that's going on right now. And this is a callback event. It happened to last during, I think, Battle for Azeroth. And so just various areas get taken over by the Void, and you go in and you defeat it without going insane. So it's definitely a DPS race. We should try to maybe do another one on a couple of different characters later. But there we have it. So some good gaming.
Yeah.
Any other standouts for you or gaming standouts?
I know Battle for Azeroth time walking was confirmed for this summer.
It was announced for this summer. That's right. That's right.
I'm both excited and not excited for that.
Just drills home the fact that Battle for Azeroth has been a while, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, Alexa, when did Battle for Azeroth release?
World of Warcraft. Battle for Azeroth was released on February 28, 2018, and it is available on Mac and PC.
2018, buddy.
Yay.
Yep. So, you know, 7 years ago. 7 years ago.
I was 10.
Yeah, you were 10. Since your birthday is in 2 weeks. But, yep.
Lovely.
Yeah. So some good amount of gaming. Very satisfying. Anything else gaming-wise, then?
Not that I can think of.
Anything political news on your mind at all?
Well, there's one thing that, honestly, we should probably look into, because I highly doubt it's real.
Okay.
Although, who knows, the Trump almighty orange one has... already surprised us multiple times.
Okay.
there was a TikTok saying Trump was gonna make the dependent age go from 18 to 7.
I mean, they could be tossing that around as an idea to increase tax income for against the poor people, so that way they can continue cutting taxes on the rich. So it's certainly a possibility of something that was tossed around. I haven't heard much about it, so I kind of doubt it's actually going to happen, but it's a possibility, because then they could turn around and try to say child worker, child labor is back on the table and that kind of nonsense too. So I could definitely see them trying to do stuff like that.
Lovely.
But I know some of the states have passed like reducing restrictions on child labor. So it's certainly a possibility that was being tossed around, but the big beautiful bill, I haven't paid attention to the news during Memorial Day weekend, but last I heard, they were trying to get it from the House to the Senate during by Memorial Day. So I'll have to listen to some news and catch up on that kind of thing. Keela wanted to point out, by the way, that birthright status, Melania Trump wasn't born here. So Melania is one of those questionable citizens that very well could get deported if they really wanted to.
Nice.
But because it's okay for me, but not for thee, of course, that's not going to happen because they're hypocrites.
Yep.
And then she wanted to point out that the big beautiful bill is voting is being scheduled in the middle of the night, basically.
Oh.
This happened earlier in the week that, yeah, they did not want the light of day during, prime time discussion for it to happen. And they just kind of blasted and snuck it through the House, or tried to. Like I said, I haven't been keeping up. So there are probably some pending podcasts from NPR, which is one of my primary news sources, that would clue us in on that. Maybe while I'm eating dinner, I'll fire that, or while I'm making dinner, I'll fire that up, eating dinner. Otherwise, we are kind of a heavy news week because, first off, former President Biden was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Huh.
The Republicans are already being very crass and cruel and rude and going, oh, well, you were hiding this the whole time. Rah, rah, rah. It's, guys, just give condolences. It doesn't matter when he possibly had this. What matters is that the family is sad, the family is worried. His mortality is a little more in the spotlight. And knock it off. Be polite. Be empathetic.
What would be the big deal if he did keep it secret?
I don't know. And it, to me, it's a lot of projection. It makes me wonder, what are they hiding about Trump?
Yeah.
Because the Republican Party loves to project. So what are they hiding about Trump if they're angry that and claiming that the Biden family was hiding this? I don't think they were. I think this just happened to turn up on his most recent health screening,
Yeah.
like they've been saying. And it just so happens to correspond with him not being in power anymore, being the president anymore. So last weekend, there were tornadoes in Kentucky, Missouri, and Colorado.
Impressive.
The National Weather Service offices are saying that they're remaining fully staffed during these kinds of weather events, but they're also saying that they're borrowing staff from other offices. So all of the Trump cuts are hurting the National Weather Service.
Lovely.
And you therefore have to wonder, are we going to continue to be okay? Just like the TSA, are we now in danger going forward be from weather events? It'll just be something to keep an eye on, to watch for, which is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Something sad that happened was that an Israeli embassy employee was murdered. The shooter yelled "Free Palestine" and turned themselves in immediately afterwards. We can't condone violence in any form. It was very much political. They're trying to pursue going after this individual as a hate crime. It was a political crime.
Yeah.
Not the same thing, but everything happening in Israel and Gaza, it's a purge at this point. It's an inhumane purge. You can be angry about how incorrect it was for an embassy employee to be shot over politics, but also be angry that Israel is handling Gaza completely incorrectly and appropriately at this point. And
Brody, if your homework
they
isn't done, finish
themselves
it. If it
are.
is, put your Chromebook away.
We're getting interrupted by the echo. They themselves were guilty of genocide.
Yeah.
The Israelis are guilty of genocide at this point, given the purge
Yeah.
that's happening. No ifs, ands, or buts. It's not a one or the other, it's not being anti-Semitic. We don't have issue with the Jewish people. We have issue with what the country of Israel is doing to Gaza. There's a big difference.
Yeah.
Two wrongs yet again don't make a right. Speaking of the big, beautiful bill, they are going to hit medical coverage pretty darn hard. It's going to kick a lot of poor people off of Medicaid if it goes through the way it is right now. So their goal for cutting Medicaid is to kick a bunch of people off,
Wow.
including trans individuals, specifically targeting trans individuals. Yeah. So it's the Republicans yet again are being very, very gross, very heartless, very unempathetic. For a party that says we want small government, they certainly meddle a lot, you know? It's hypocritical.
Yeah.
Just leave people alone.
Something I was wondering is, do we maybe want to start calling the Republicans who do support Trump just as Trumpers? Because there have been a lot of Republicans who just switched to Democrat because they were either receiving I'm trying to process because they were disappointed in their own party.
Unfortunately, that's more the folks out in the public that are doing that. Like, your aunt has noticed Trump signs are coming down. And so it's not really the representatives that are switching side. It's more the people realizing, oh, we screwed up. We're not getting what we voted for, which was lower food prices, really. Let's face it, that's what most people voted for, was, oh, he'll fix the economy. Except he tanked the economy with all of these tariffs, which the European 50% tariffs got delayed again. He knows he's in the wrong, so he's creating problems to then fix.
Kind of like what he did with TikTok, didn't he?
Exactly. Lastly, Trump and Harvard are still fighting.
Oh, lovely.
He has now is canceling the ability for Harvard to host international students. That takes a quarter of Harvard's student population if it goes through. So there, and that's not even saying how international student enrollment has gone way down since he went into office. The United States is becoming a world pariah. It's going to take at least a couple of presidential administrations for us to rebuild our standing in the world.
Yeah, 'cause really when we vote, we are choosing the person to represent us.
Yep, exactly.
And the majority of the population voted Trump, so
Wasn't even a majority. It wasn't a true majority. It was under 50%.
oh.
He received the most votes. He did not receive over 50% of the popular vote. He received the majority of the Electoral College, which is why he is now president. I know. Yeah. It's one of those last things that the United States really needs to fix in an amendment. Is get rid of the Electoral College or to modify the Electoral College so it just flows to whoever wins the popular vote. Now, that wouldn't have fixed this last time because Trump would have still won based on the numbers,
Yeah.
the popular vote numbers.
My
But,
legs are dying.
oh, ejecting a cat, but it at least would have, under normal stance, or even amend it. So that the presidential candidate, like some other countries do, is required to have a majority vote
Nice.
of 51%. Some other countries will do that. There'll be like five candidates running, and only the top three then get in a next runoff election. Or whoever gets above a certain percentage threshold, depending on the country, we're one of the weird ones in that way. The Electoral College was meant to protect us from ourselves. Like the founders did not trust the American population to properly elect their leaders. We have since modified the how the Senate selects, how the Senate is selected. We just now need to modify how the president is selected.
Sounds bad, right?
And I've still been saying we need some post-Trump amendments. Codify tradition into law. Like it used to be tradition to divest in anything you own when you become president, so there's no conflict of interest. Meanwhile, Trump is, well, he hosted basically a fundraiser with the presidential seal and everything to the top investors of his cryptocurrency. So, conflict of interest again.
Yeah.
Any other thoughts just on current events?
Well, I remember someone telling me they were gonna vote Trump because he's not a politician, he's a businessman. And The only thought I got from that is, don't we want a politician so then they can, like, make allies or try to convince others to calm down?
Somebody diplomatic,
Yeah.
yes. And for instance, when he visited and violated the Constitution by accepting the jumbo jet gift from Qatar, I think it was, it's a country in the Middle East.
Okay.
They, everybody knows he's transactional. He's a transactional individual. You give me something, I will give you something. And that's why he's doing this tariff nonsense, even though that's not how economies work. But yeah, he is pure business and really has no place being in a presidential role. He is not a politician, but he is a cult leader.
Yay.
So you have he has that going for him, I guess. Ugh. But it was a good Memorial Day weekend. Let's circle back. Anything you want to do to close out the Memorial Day weekend after dinner?
Last of Us should have a new episode.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, that sounds like a good plan right there. Awesome. All right. Well, this was episode 194 of the FlameFlash.net podcast.
Nice.
And thank you everyone for joining us. Keila, thank you for your comments over on YouTube. Podcast@flameflash.net is another place to send in emails if you're interested, or leaving a comment on either of the two blogs, just so you can we can see that.
I would like to mention that I would like my username slash nickname to officially be Mordecai.
Oh, okay. Switching over from Nail Fury to Mordecai. Sounds good. Well, with that, we'll put episode 194 to bed.
Live with honor.
Indeed.